And welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. Excited to have joining me the Navy League Yorkton Corps. We've got Lieutenant and Commanding Officer for our, again, Yorkton Corps. It's Corey Anderson. Corey, thanks for talking to us today on All You Ever Wanted to Know.
Well, thanks for thinking of us.
Well, no problem. I think this is a perfect organization to feature on All You Ever Wanted to Know, because I'm sure it is something that people hear about, but they're not really sure what it is all about. So give us, some background, because it's my understanding the Navy League actually has a bit of a history here in Yorkton, does it not?
Yes, we have been around for a very long time. Navy League has actually been in Saskatchewan for 75 years. We're celebrating the 75th anniversary of the Saskatchewan Division. I believe we have been Yorkton for around 70 of those.
Nice.
Prince Albert was actually our very first corps to open in Saskatchewan, and we're a little bit farther down the list. We've been through a lot of children over a lot of years. So.
No, that's phenomenal. But still, for those, let's provide some background. And just even, I'll just add it point blank, what is Navy League all about?
Well, Yorkton Navy League is a program for 9 to 12-year-olds, and we teach discipline, self-respect, and citizenship in a naval structure. So we pull a lot of our traditions from the Royal Canadian Navy. We use a lot of naval terms. We teach knot tying. We teach the cadets to sail. They do drill, which is marching. And we create better citizens is what the program is meant to do. But we also have a lot of fun. So it's not all learning. We do holiday parties. We do sports nights. But really it is just, it's to create better citizens in Yorkton and in Saskatchewan and Canada.
Yeah, and I find, too, just even to have a place for kids that maybe just don't feel like there's really anything set in concrete where they really feel like, you know, fits their maybe interests or their hobbies. Like for the kid that maybe doesn't like art, for example, or just doesn't see themselves in sports, this is a rather unique outlet in a way that still allows them to be, you know, participating in a common group for a common cause and still learning some excellent life skills.
Well, exactly. We do, we teach teamwork. We did a rec weekend last year that was all centered around teamwork. We got cadets from all over the north side of Saskatchewan, and they met each other that day and had to learn how to work together to do several tasks throughout the day. And everybody gets a chance to you know, work together, and we're not a skills based necessarily. It's more your attitude, your participation. Those are the kind of things that we that move the kids up the ranks.
Sure, absolutely. Now, when it comes to the schedule of the Navy League, is it about making sure that you're there for the very first one? Is this something that sometimes youth are able to jump into? What are we looking at in that kind of time frame in terms of being involved with Navy League?
Well, we run from September to June.
Okay.
And we do intake all year. So if your child turns 9, you can, in February, they can absolutely start the program from there. I will take cadets as late as June.
Okay.
Am I going to be in the front, or am I going to be a chauffeur?
Well, I think this is really great that we have this here in Yorkton. And I guess for an example of seeing, you know, what Navy League does too, I know when there's different events, say like the Remembrance Day ceremony, and there's some youth that are involved with things of that nature. Are those some of the youth that we are seeing? They're involved with Navy League, or am I mistaken in terms of those are youth from another group, or what exactly?
No, absolutely. Navy League participates in the Remembrance Day ceremony and also the D-Day ceremony in June.
Nice.
We do a lot of citizenship stuff throughout the year with different, we partner up with different programs and do a lot of volunteer work. But yeah, no, definitely they can see the cadets marching on in the Remembrance Day parade. We're the ones in the big white hat.
Okay. Yep. For yourself, when did you first get involved with Navy League? Was it as a parent, you as an individual, as a young person?
Well, when my daughter turned 9, we went to fall sign up and she pointed at the table and she said, I want to do that. And I had never been involved in the cadet program, so I had no idea what that was. So I started as a parent, and then I started volunteering on branch. And then as my other two kids come into the program, I became an officer. My kids are all out of my oldest daughter is now 20, so she's been out of the program for 8 years. And I'm still involved. I definitely believe in the program. I can't imagine what else I would do on my Monday nights at this point. And actually, my daughter has gone all the way through Navy League, and then she went all the way through Army Cadets until she turned 18, and she has now come back, and she is a midshipman officer with the Navy League as well. So it's kind of one of those things where once you get involved and you see the difference that you're making in kids' lives, it gets addictive. I can't imagine what else I would do on a Monday night with my life now.
So. There you go. Just a lot of self-confidence instilled in your daughter, for example. Like, would you say that there were things that just kind of popped or changed or something in that regard, or it just brought out more of who she already was?
No, absolutely, because you have to be, you know, you're marching in front of hundreds of people at the Remembrance Day ceremony. They're interacting with people when we do our tag days 4 times a year. We do a lot of, they are meeting with dignitaries throughout the province. The kids have all met the mayor, several mayors, and Greg Ottenbright actually came and did our reviewing officer for ACR. So they've all had to talk to them and we get them to sell the program, like they talk about the program to some of these people as well, so that the more they interact with the world around them, the more they tend to become more confident in putting that foot forward. So that's why we do so much work in the community, so much volunteering, because there are some kids that don't know how to shake hands and they don't know how to speak to adults. And that's part of what the program offers them.
All right. Again, joining us today on All You Ever Wanted to Know, we've got Lieutenant and Commanding Officer of the Yorkton Navy League, Corey Anderson. And if people want like a taste of what it's all about, there actually, I understand, is a Culture Days event with a knot tying class. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yeah, actually, two of our officers who have been in the program for a very long time will be teaching them how to tie different knots, what those uses for the knots are, and then they can also, we will be doing a Portuguese Senate knot, which is one of the knots that we tie, and they'll be able to take a keychain home with them when they're done.
All right, excellent. So that, again, will be happening October 14th, 4 to 6 p.m. at the Parkland Mall. Corey Anderson, again, joining us today. In case you aren't already convinced, wondering about how to get your kids involved in some activities over the course of a school year with an activity. One of the great benefits as well, Corey, we might throw it in there as well, is that with costs seeming to be rising more and more and more for all sorts of different activities, it's my understanding that Navy League is very reasonable for kids to be coming together for a weekly activity. Is that not right?
Yeah, we charge $75, and that is the only out-of-pocket expense that we expect. There is fundraising that we do require, but we supply the uniform, which is worth $400. We take them to a rec weekend in March or April at one of the different corps in Saskatchewan. And we also offer a chance to spend a week at a Navy League camp at SAS Cadet near Kelvington, and we do fundraising for that. So there's no cost. Your kid gets to go to camp for a week, and we provide the cost of the camp, the cost of the transportation. We cover it all. So it's the only thing that you're ever out of pocket is that $75 registration fee. And for a program that runs from September to June, that's not very expensive.
Not at all. I know many activities out there now are asking that per month. So when you're taking that for over the course of a school year and to get kids together, interacting with each other, but learning some very important life skills, you have me sold. I don't have a 9-year-old yet, but the day will soon come, Corey. And I want to thank you so much for taking some time to giving us a great introduction into Navy League and what it's all about. Did we miss anything? Did you want to get one more final thing out there before we wrap up for today?
We do have, so we parade Monday night at Dr. Brass School. So if your kid just kind of wants to try it out, they're more than welcome to drop in. You come to the red door off the parking lot, and you can check out Yorkton Navy League on Facebook for any of the events and kind of the things that we do throughout the year, the fundraisers that we have available, that kind of thing.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for giving us such a great overview of the Navy League and our local branch here. Again, Lieutenant and Commanding Officer Corey Anderson joining us on the program. Thanks so much once again.
Well, thank you very much, Jordan. You have a wonderful day.
You too.